Welcome to the Elang Podcast. On this episode, we want to talk about the new realities that we're all living through this pandemic as teachers, as trainers, as well as students. There are many things that are involved in this, both from the adaptations to the technology perspective, and even to the more in-depth personal feelings that people are having or experiencing through this entire time. So let's hope you enjoy the podcast, and also it's good to be back. So I want to start off just by kind of like taking a look to how exactly it is that we got here. Now, it seems to me that it is all clear to us, the situation that we are all definitely in now, the risk, the death toll, and so many things that are happening. But it's kind of interesting just kind of like taking ourselves into the time machine. And in my particular case, I could recall having this sort of like wishful and hopeful and almost fantasy Hollywood like hope that things would kind of like kind of go away. As I recall the year starting, and even with all my friends, we would say, you know, we're going to get past this. This is going to be over sooner than we even can even imagine. And I think that's just us overestimating the success rate that humans have had on so many different things, so many different issues. And I also think that it is because we, in one way or another, got accustomed to viewing problems from a particular distance, especially if you're in a country where there's not necessarily a civil war conflict or a war conflict or some kind of national conflict that is constantly bringing stress to you. Well, we all got accustomed to just looking at those videos, looking at CNN, Fox News, and then just never really associating it with prolonged suffering or prolonged death. And then suddenly, as the months pass by, I believe that we all just begin to see that things would not change as they in fact have not changed. And thus we find ourselves in the current situation. And also, as I look back on that, I also reflect on the fact that just looking back on some of the things that, you know, were different from now up until today, one of them was definitely, you know, there's an old saying and even so many memes that go around, we were so happy and didn't know it. Well, you know, as I look back into the, you know, the city life, the traffic, you know, going from one client's office to another office during the day. In our particular case, Mexico City, visiting so many customers and eating out in the streets and just having the entire city life experience. Well, as I look back on that, I'm clearly reminiscent of it, but I'm also very realistic about the fact that that is not going to return at least anytime soon. And even in places and cities where, you know, the regulations and the, you know, recommendations are not followed the way that they should be, we know that that reality is just simply not around the corner. At the same time, you know, there's a big thing that comes to mind, and not just to mind, but most of the people that I speak to that are in training, and most of your teachers, I'm pretty sure that when you share this podcast with them, they will be able to affirm and confirm the fact that work, you know, is at an all-time low if you were in any kind of training in the past. You know, all of us that were in that level of work, in that degree of just rapid movement environment where customers were just coming in, you know, by the dozen, you know, a day, whether it was individual customers, whether it was company customers, suddenly that had a big change. And, you know, for me, it's just reflecting and recollecting how that experience has been for a lot of the collaborators that we have. Fortunately for us, we've been able to stay on board. Of course, not to the degree that we were before, but it is interesting to look back on that, you know, just to know that when humans are in touch, when humans are physically connected, so many things happen, I think, the way that they were meant to happen, which is more work, more connections, more networking. And that is just simply a new reality today, and that we have to learn to navigate with. And so that brings us to today. Where are we today? What is happening today? What are we doing with today? Well, once I made these past reflections, you know, definitely what comes to mind is, how are, you know, my dear teachers and trainers and coaches and collaborators doing out there? And it doesn't take, you know, rocket science to know that a lot of them, and why not? I want to include myself, because this is my community. A lot of us are going through what we would say rough times, some more, some less. But I do want to center upon one fundamental situation, one fundamental dynamic that encompasses this entire new reality, and that is a determining factor of whether or not you are doing better or you are doing worse during this whole pandemic. And for one, it would be two things. One of them is, and the first one I would say is mindset. What is your mindset going into this, both prior and now that we are in it? I believe that we have to be very, very careful when addressing this. You know, not too long ago, I was going over an article with a high-end customer about a concept called toxic positivism. Now, I want to address that because I think the times that we're living in, some people kind of misunderstand the idea of being strategic and being, you know, collaborative with other people and making efforts. I think they confuse that with this idea of toxic positivism, which means, you know, this overwhelming, excessive, extraordinary, out of the box of normality, positivism that becomes bothersome, that becomes really annoying over the course of time, when, you know, it's kind of a denial, it's kind of a mantra of, you know, nothing's wrong, everything's okay, come on, if you're weak during these times, it just doesn't speak good for yourself, come on, you got to keep push forward, and just forward. To the degree that people just say, "Wow, like this, you're a little bit out there. You're in another realm. You're in another, you know, world, living through this whole situation." And I want to address that first, because I believe that if we don't address that first, then we can't address then what kind of mindset it is that at least we see and that we want to approach in regards to this whole pandemic. So, some of the points that I've mentioned already is definitely, for one, is, you know, what are you allowing to enter into your mind on a daily basis? I think that, you know, right now you're either just full blown watching the news every day, watching the latest death and you know, infection rates. And if you are doing that to such an, you know, excessive level, then undeniably, your mind is going to be trapped into negativity, whether you like it or not. That is just a simple reaction from listening to so many bad news. You know, just yesterday, I'm recording this on July 31st. Just yesterday, we got the news in the case of Mexico that we are 18% something below the expected levels in our economy. So at 18% drop in our economy, you know, when you hear something like that, it has to have an impact on you. But then when you hear not only that, but the news that follow that, well, what else could come? So mindset is an important thing, but it is nurtured by what you bring in. And so my recommendation on this regard is you have to have proper balances and percentages of what you're giving your attention to. It is okay to pay attention to the things that are not so hopeful, to the things that are very realistic about what's happening in the pandemic. But at the same time, it is a moment to take a look back as to being affirmative, being, you know, positive in some degree as to what you can do. Now, The only way to move into optimism and to a positivism that is not toxic really is by strategy, is by saying, what am I going to do that's gonna, first of all, let's talk about the elephant in the room, that's gonna put me first off and foremost into a better financial situation during this whole pandemic. Because I don't care what you're going through, what part of the world you're listening this to, if your finances are not looking good, especially as teachers and trainers, let me tell you, it's going to be very hard to bear this entire burden. So what can you do to make sure that that is okay? Well, first of all, that is going to take you into a journey of, okay, what are the skills, what are the abilities that I have now that will, first of all, put me in a better mood? What am I an expert at? What can I do that provides great value to my profession, to my field, to my whole sector of society? I think that those things, just by themselves, by the nature of you being a great performer in that environment, you begin to feel a little more optimistic by saying, you know what, it is true, I can do this, I can do that very, very well. Now, mind you, please, we have to, you know, be as positive as we can. If you can drink, you know, 30 beers in 1 hour, that is not necessarily something that's going to make you feel great. That'll probably get you into a much more terrible situation than you are now. So what are those things of value out there that are providing, you know, opportunities for you to have more exposure? I believe that once you are on the track for that, what comes next is, you know, how do I allow the greatest number of people to know about that? And for teachers and for trainers who my heart completely goes out to, especially language teachers, it is to evaluate, you know, in what segment do you work better? Are you better with teenagers? Are you better with adults? Are you better with kids? Are you better with what particular segment of the population? What is the skill set that you have for working with these audiences? You know, if I take it to languages, you know, people would say, oh, well, you know, it's just teaching a language. No, it isn't. You know, in my particular case, you know, I'm not so good with kids. I have to admit that, even though I can teach and even though people address me for you know, or recognize that, I am not going to be arrogant and say that I can teach everybody, but I can definitely teach people in the professional world that are looking to improve their language when it comes to very specific, you know, topics that are related to work. I can do that very well. And I just don't say it. The customers tell me this, and they hire me because of this, and they hire us, and I hire more teachers in order to achieve this result. So what is it that you can do really well? Think about that. Yes. And then obviously during this whole time, you know, to the students listening to this, you know, you have an opportunity to affirm this in these people, or you have an opportunity to contribute to their growth and say, you know what, I just really don't think you can do this as well as you thought you could, but I do think that you can do this other thing. I do believe that, and I see the evidence that you can perform greatly in this other segment, sector, you know, subtopic, whatever it may be. Now, once we recognize this, then we're ready for the next step, which I'm going to cover in the next part. So now we move on to the next step, which is, well, once your skills and your abilities have been fine-tuned and have been recognized, affirmed, confirmed by your customers, then now you can think about, well, how do I make this, or how do I transform this from a diagnosis to an actual opportunity? It's an opportunity for both. It's an opportunity for you to provide your expertise, your great contribution to this world, and at the same time is an opportunity for those that need that, particularly in times like these, to invest their time and their resources to their best interest. And so how do we connect these two things? You, student, that are longing, that are desiring for this, how do you connect yourself with the teacher that has those skills, that has these great abilities? Well, for one, I believe that, you know, it is undeniable. It is the most, undoubtable thing that is present in our lives today, and that is technology. We can by no means even begin to think that we are going to have any kind of, you know, productive means of work without technology. That is just simply thinking in another realm, thinking outside of this world. Now, depending on what age you are when you are listening to this, this may make really quick sense to you, but also maybe if you're, you know, in your, you know, mid 50s, you know, upper 50s or 60s, this may just, you know, make you sweat, make your mouth dry, and you just may become discouraged altogether. Whomever is listening to this, you know, there's an application point to you, because some would say, well, young people understand technology very well, and they do. But I also think that there's a difference between the consumption that we have of technology from a business perspective to people spending hours and hours and hours just looking at memes and looking at TikTok and just entertaining themselves. And I would say that if that is the sole purpose of your use of technology, then no wonder why you may be in this drought period where you may not have work, you may not have income. Well, yeah, if you spend hours and hours on social media just feeding yourself these things, please wake up from the dream or from the fantasy. You are not going to make it during this time. I'm glad you're listening to this podcast to get you to the next step. So what do we do now? Well, you simply do maybe what I'm doing right now. You start to define who it is that is looking for the skill set that you have. And I'm not going to get into the entire details today, because that is just a completely different conversation. But what I do mean is notifying people out there that you are there to service them. Now, what I will say here is there is a difference between hard sell, and there is a difference as far as giving value to people, you know, because nowadays people are just, they're just so used to the old marketing that they just want to give a hard sell. Like, okay, here are my classes, here, come on, take them. Here's my training, here's my coaching, take it. I'm the best one. No, you're not the best one. There may be someone that's better than you. So how do you prove that indeed you are the best one? Well, you give them value. You make it known why you are that expert. You give them tips, you give them ideas, you give them information that would just have a tremendous impact on their lives in their real life application. And I can tell you right now, some people have asked us, hey, why don't you guys make more content? It would be a great time for you to make more content. And the reality is that since 2017, we were making content in an uninterrupted fashion. And when the COVID hit, we were in the minds of so many people that maybe during those 3 years didn't call us, maybe didn't, you know, give us feedback. But when there was a moment of critical decisions to be made, guess who was in the mind of our customers or our potential customers at the time? We were, because they knew that we had created so many pieces of content for them. So this could be in the form of audio, this could be in the form of text, this could be in the form of video, whatever you feel most comfortable with. As long as you are doing something, please put out content for your potential customers. Customers, please, or students, or potential students of the coaches, trainers, whatever it may be, even at the company level, I believe you have a great responsibility to your fellow, you know, local and national suppliers that provide great services of quality. You know, I just ran into the news of Kale Anders, which I'm pretty sure all of you have heard of, whose language course is available online and is bombarding all of Facebook, all of YouTube. And you know what was funny? I just found out that he stole his course. You know, and this is a course that is directed to people in Latin America. And here everybody is lining up paying $500 for this course. And they don't even know that this guy stole this course. This is proven. I'm not going to go into the details of this, but this has been proven. And people are out there buying this. You know, from the companies, the human resources manager and director that's listening to this, to the purchasing manager listening to this, to the potential individual, buyer of courses and training, you have a great responsibility to analyze and to check your options and to see who is who. At least you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your local economy, to your local community, to make those type of decisions. Now, mind you, I'm not telling you have to. I'm just saying that there's really talented people out there that are making all the efforts, and yet sometimes people choose to do something else. And to their unfortunate, discovery, they find out that in the case of Kale Landers, they're stealing the courses. I mean, come on, you know? So once again, to recap, put information out there that is of added value. You, potential customer, student, evaluate. Take a look at what people are doing. Yes, now mind you, I understand if somebody's just giving you a hard sell, I totally understand. The behavioral patterns of digital consumption today are not those that move towards hard sell. So I do understand, and everybody's in their own right. This is capitalism after all, right? But I'm just saying that both of us have a responsibility to keep each other. Because I just think it's so interesting, the undeniable relationship that, this ballet between coaches, trainers, speakers, and the people that receive these services. I just think it's a silence of a dance. Everybody knows their role. Everybody just performs it. I just think that it can be performed better, which is one of the reasons why I decided to make this particular podcast in the comeback. And I will just end with this. In your adaptation to technology, if you are not as familiar, if you don't know, listen, you have Google, you have YouTube. There are hundreds, if not thousands, millions of hours out there of material that can get you familiarized with how to use technology to benefit you in these times, especially if you're a teacher, which you know that my heart goes out to you as a teacher trainer. There are so many things that you can do out there in order to help you. Now, we ourselves are coming up with some very accessible forms of training for teachers to be able to, massively attract as many people as they can in order for them to get past this pandemic in the best of situations. So I leave you guys with this, and I hope that all of us can, apply this information in our corresponding roles. And the intention of this podcast, of this first, let's call it COVID comeback podcast, is to basically to help both people, those that are looking for great services, great things out there, as well as those that are looking to provide these services. And I'm not even pitching you our company, because I really have a heartfelt conviction for the realities that we're living in today. So why not help somebody out there to try to have access to the best things possible? So I'll leave you guys with that, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. It is so good and so great to be back making these contributions to you. Hopefully they serve some purpose in your life. I know they will, actually. So share this podcast with friends and family. So my friends from the Elang world, I leave you with this. And please, if you find this podcast useful, beneficial, entertaining, maybe even, share with friends, share with family, share with your teachers especially, and teachers, share with your students. I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to learn in this particular hard time of the COVID pandemic, and especially now because all of us just simply have more time. Well, this is Isra leaving you with the podcast, and I will see you on the next episode.